News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear the song about money, honey, you know we've got our dear friend Stephanie, who is here from Emerald Coast Coins.
Yay!
How you doing this morning, Miss Stephanie Dodson?
Doing so great.
Yeah, I get the impression that y'all might be just a little busy now as we head into the holiday season.
So busy. And I keep telling, you know, and I have been talking about this probably, what, since like the summer, like start buying your holiday and Christmas stuff now because we're going to start running out. Mm-hmm. Like we have a very limited amount of 2025 Silver Eagles. So if that's something you want to get for the holidays, come in and get them now.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know you, let's talk about Emerald Coast Coins, where you're located, how we can, what your store hours, all that good stuff, and a little bit about what you do, because let's just be real clear. You're not a pawn shop. You are a specialty coin shop,
exactly.
Which is very different.
Very different than a pawn shop. I mostly deal in coins. We're at 1811 Creighton Road. We've been there for about 8 to 10 years, somewhere in there.
I got a gift a couple weeks ago. It's a beautiful store. I hadn't had a chance to go. It looks like a beautiful like jewelry store. I was surprised
because I had kind of like museum, I would say, more because it's just got all kinds of old
display cases and it's neat if you haven't get a chance to stop in there.
Definitely. So we're at 1811 Creighton Road, and we're right like almost smack dab in the middle of Creighton, in between 9th and Davis. And we're Monday through Friday shop. We don't do weekends. Haven't done weekends for a while, and that makes me very happy. Where our hours are Mondays and Fridays, we're open until 5 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4.
And so if you're going to bring in, you can bring in jewelry if you want to.
You can bring in jewelry. We stop taking jewelry an hour prior to closing.
Okay.
Don't come in with your jewelry box like at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock and expect me to go through it all, because I'm going to be like, mm-mm.
You have to bring it in early if you're going to do that.
Okay.
So it's gift giving time. And this is such a fun way to give a unique gift. I was able to do that for a friend that was celebrating an anniversary. Got the coins. I've got the pennies. I got the
sixpence.
That's right. It was a wedding.
It
was a wedding, and was able to give it to the bride and groom, and they put the sixpence. She put the sixpenny in her shoe. And they were so delighted because it was so unusual.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
It's such a unique gift. And it's not something that everybody thinks of. So that you took, that was something so like you said, unique to that person or unique to whatever.
And it was really fun. So
it's great
to see the
faces when you give something like that.
These gifts are so much better than a gift card.
Yes, definitely. And there's so many different things in the store. So like we have the sixpence for getting married, or silver in general for wedding anniversaries, birthdays, the holiday season. Like, and when I say silver, it's not just Silver Eagles, which I talked about a few minutes ago, but like we have old Morgan cowboy money, Morgan dollars and peace dollars. I call it generic silver bullion, but it'll be, they all will have all different kinds of pictures on them.
Which is really neat.
All kinds of stuff. Yes. There's almost, I could almost always find something for anybody. I won't say always, but I can pretty much find something for anybody.
Okay. So with the holidays coming up, you said you still have a few of the 2025 Silver Eagles left.
Yes.
And then when did the 2026 come in?
They will come in. We will get those like middle to the end of January, somewhere in there. So they've stopped production on the 2025s, and they're working on those 2026s right now. So that's why like our selection is few and far between with those.
Well, the big news that came out last week was the end of the production of the penny.
I know.
And I have to get your opinion. I thought of you. I got to find out what Stephanie thinks about all. What do y'all think about all of this? And because you're in this business, you recognize the coins from centuries ago.
Yes.
And now we have the end of the American penny.
Well, so we have the end of the penny. It doesn't mean they're going to be out of, people are still going to, they're still going to be in circulation.
Right. There's clearly
years and years.
Hundreds of thousands, millions of them.
Yes, but billions of them.
Billions of pennies out there.
There's so many pennies out there. They're still going to be in circulation. I personally don't think they will ever be worth anything more than what they are until they stop taking them at all. Mm-hmm. Canada got rid of their pennies ages ago.
Uh-huh.
And their pennies are still, they're not.
A penny?
They're just nothing. Like, they don't even take them anymore. So, like, they're at the point where they don't even take them anymore. There's probably 3 or 4 Canadian pennies that have value.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the American stuff. There's a handful of those wheat pennies that have value. All these other pennies, yeah, you know.
Well, I have my big penny jar.
That's it.
I used to throw the pennies in, but
if the banks say, like, I know some of the banks are already not ordering pennies. Like, they're not ordering pennies.
I just
pennies.
Saw a report on that on the news last night that the company was saying they were no longer could order the pennies.
Yes, they can no longer order the pennies, which is fine. Like, if they have the change machine, you should be able to still take your change in and dump it in the change machine. Mm-hmm. The pennies are the bane of my existence next to $2 bills, so they can both go away.
Oh, I have a couple of $2 bills in my wallet. I think I told you that.
Yes.
Like, and my lucky $2
bills. We're also talking about, you know, the nickel, I think, costs like 14 cents to make. So, like, is that one next? I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I think the dilemma then is everyone's going to have to change their counters. You think about
everything.
Counting out change, I guess you either go up a nickel or down it and do it by nickels. Or
yeah, so
it'd be
like,
interesting to see how everybody adapts.
I saw one store that if it was like $2.01, it mm-hmm. would round down to $2. But if it was $2.03, it would round up to $2 and a nickel.
And a nickel, right.
Yep. So that's probably how it's going to go for most places.
It's interesting.
I mean, as far as I know, like, I'll stick with the penny until I don't have to anymore.
Well, we'll get rid of those nasty people who used to give me like a penny tip.
Right.
Those folks.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to go up to a nickel now.
Oh, that's way better. Instead of a penny for your thoughts?
Yeah, don't see. We talked about that actually, about all the different sayings that go with the penny and
my 2 cents.
Give me my 2 cents. Oh, no.
Which technically, so saying that, we have a 2 cent piece. America used to have a 2 cent
coin. Oh, we did?
We did.
I did not know that.
What?
See,
isn't
I learned something every day on this show. Really?
Yes.
When was that made?
Oh, gosh. 1860s, 1864.
Civil War 65? Time?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
So are they still out there?
Not in change.
Okay.
Not in change. But they are at my store.
They're
at coin shops.
Okay.
2 cent pieces. We had 3 cent pieces.
Really?
Yes. And they were smaller than a dime.
Really?
Which is just weird to me. Like, it's fine. Whatever.
Wow. But, are they made of copper?
So there is a 3 cent nickel. So it's made out of nickel. And then there's 3 cent silver piece. So, and it's a little tiny piece and it's made out of silver.
Huh.
Yeah. They call them trimes. That's another thing they call
T-R-I-M-E-S?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
If you've got a question, she is clearly our expert on coins and money from Emerald Coast Coin, Stephanie. If you have a question for Stephanie, please text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. That's what this show is all about. We bring our experts in to give you an opportunity to learn new things, to ask questions. And the more questions we have, the more fun it is.
Definitely.
So do that.
Ask questions. And let's see, what else has been going on?
Oh, well, one of the things I want to, always give us our report.
Oh, gold and silver prices.
Yes.
Hello. Like, we jumped into everything else this morning.
Yes. But you usually give us an update on that as well.
So gold and silver have been, I kind of want to say steady-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So gold prices are right around $4,075.
So that's up from a year ago.
Oh, gosh. Definitely from a year ago.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's been steady over the past, like, month. It's been teetering between, like, $4,000 and, like, $4,200.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it popped up again. I want to say earlier this week, late last week, it went higher again, and then it just came back down. And that's what it does. I mean, gold and silver, they just move like that constantly, just like the stock market, up
right.
and down. Silver is right around $51 an ounce.
Okay. So you can come into your store and buy bullion.
Yep. You can buy bullion, like the Silver Eagle. So anything I sell in the store is going to have a premium over those prices
mm-hmm.
or under if I'm buying it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's got to have a give and take. One, I have a building, you know, that I have to upkeep. And two, if I could buy it at spot or let, you know, if I could buy that from the big guys at those prices, that'd be great. But that's just not how the world works.
Right. Well, you are in business.
Yes.
So that makes perfect sense. So let's backtrack a little bit to some gift ideas. You'd mentioned a couple of things, but with the holidays coming up and always looking for something different, maybe for the kids. It's great that we can get computers and video games and all that stuff. But I just think it's kind of cool to collect coins and some of the things. So maybe some ideas about some unique gifts that grandparents can give.
So silver is like the big thing and I've had grandparents through the years, that's what they do. They come and they say, I'm setting this amount of money aside for each grandchild, and this is what I would like to get. And you can get anything from like Silver Eagles to like a 1 gram piece of silver. So you can get like tiny little pieces of
mm-hmm.
silver and make them like a little hodgepodge, like treasure box.
Oh, neat.
You know, with
that's
little pieces of silver.
That's a great idea.
I mean, if you want to go more
you
expensive.
You have pirate money.
We do have pirate money. We do. That stuff starts around, you know, a couple $100, but for a treasure box, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. I think that's really neat.
Yeah. Like, and you can even get like the gold piece, like a tiny little gold pieces,
mm-hmm.
and just make them like, you know, like all kinds of ideas. You could it's expensive, of course. Yeah,
but you could also throw in a little of the, see, now I'm getting creative. I'm thinking about this. You could throw in the gold candy, the chocolate candies that are wrapped in gold.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
throw in a couple
yes.
of real ones in there.
Definitely. Mm. Or like, the gold, like the 50-cent pieces that they always do. You know, the chocolate. Those
Yes. So you can have a whole treasure box full of goodies.
See?
See, now we're okay. We already just came up with a present for you.
You're welcome. We are so good.
Okay, but you also have some unique coins, too, we've talked about. The Star Wars and some of the other fun things, especially for kids.
Star Wars is my favorite.
Or the adults who are still kids.
Or the adults who are still kids like me. Yes, like we'll have, we have Star Wars right now. We have different animals like elephants and kookaburras, pandas, like all kinds of animals.
Well,
sometimes
we'll
even have dinosaurs.
So you could get creative. If you're an Alabama fan, you could get an elephant coin.
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
So like the dog coins I usually have are usually German Shepherds and not Bulldogs.
Not Bulldogs? Okay. It's interesting. I don't think there are any teams named after German Shepherds, but
no. But German Shepherds are awesome, and you know Duncan's always usually in the store. So
there you go. But you also have, we touched on a little bit last time you were here, and I would love to touch on it again. I'm impressed by the coins. You have a coin that's a BC coin. That you were telling me about.
So my favorite coin, which we don't have in the store right now, is the Athenian Owl. Mm-hmm. And she's like a 449 BC coin.
Gosh, I just can't get over that.
I mean, it lasted
centuries before we were here.
Gosh.
That's just incredible. I can't get my mind around that.
It's mind-blowing.
And what is it made of? Were they?
She's made of silver.
Wow.
Yes. And now they do have silver and like copper coins, you know. So we have some, you know, and we do have some little ones that are like that. That would be.
What's the oldest one you have in house now?
Oh.
That you could think of.
Off the top of my, it would probably just be like those. The Cobbs, the Spanish Cobbs, my pirate coins would be like 1600s, 1700s.
That's still a couple centuries.
Yeah, still pretty old. Yeah, for sure.
That's so fascinating to me.
Definitely.
So then also for kids, I love that you do have the booklets for coin collecting.
We do. We have some used ones that we have specifically for kids, you know, that we give them a couple of those to look, you know, for. And then we have some that you can purchase also.
Well, I know I had a penny one, so I guess that would be a good one to grab, right?
Perfect. That one's a perfect one to grab, especially right now.
That's what I'm saying,
Start putting your pennies together.
Let's see. I've got a question just came in on the text line. And if you do have a question for Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins, please text it in, 850-437-1620. This one's asking from Casey's asking, how much are you paying for silver jewelry right now?
That is a fantastic question. Right now, I think we're paying around 70 cents a gram, but I would call the store and verify. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. When things got crazy a little while back, like the refineries and everybody stopped purchasing that stuff, so they're just slowly starting to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So prices, and this happens every year anyways, prices all throughout the year will ebb and flow with how things are being bought and sold for. And so right now, like, premiums are a little bit lower on that kind of stuff. So we adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a time of year that's typically better than another time of year? Do you see it? Is it affected seasonally at all?
I don't know that I would say there's a time of year that's better. I would say tax season tends to be, oddly enough, tends to be okay.
Interesting.
Weird. You know,
okay.
That's just things I've noticed
throughout
the years.
I just wonder, like, end of the year would be.
End of the year's hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it depends on what you're, like, gold right now is fine. Like, everything gold.
And
gold is good.
And how much are you paying for gold jewelry?
Oh, that part I don't know. Those numbers aren't in my brain.
Okay. Great question. If you've got one, please text it in, 850-437-1620. So we've talked a little bit about coin collecting and some other ideas. What other ideas do you have?
Let's see. So besides the coins, we also have gold backs, and we've talked about those before. Those came out in like 2019-ish, and they're like thin layers of gold that are super flattened out. And so you can go down as far as like 1/2000th of an ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a $0.50 is what it says on there, basically, all the way up to $100 one, which is 1/10 of an ounce of gold.
Interesting.
And their prices will range from about $5 up to like $700 or $800.
So they're flat.
They're flat. They're very thin.
Interesting.
They're not like foil thin, like you would get like, like at the hobby shops or anything, mm-hmm. but it's just a super thin layer of gold. And they've been melted down like on those YouTube channels and stuff.
Huh.
And they're actually like, if it says it's 1/10 of an ounce, then it melts down to 1/10 of an ounce.
That's really kind of a neat, that'd be a good stocking stuffer, wouldn't it?
Those are so, and they have beautiful pictures on them, like Lady Liberty.
Really?
The Florida $5 has a pirate on it. I mean, hello.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yes.
And they're called Goldbacks.
Goldbacks. And we just got in Arizona, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have by state by state?
So there's 8 or 9 states that do them right now.
Huh.
Yep.
So you're just a plethora of money knowledge.
I try.
Because these are things I don't know very little about, but it's so interesting to me.
Yes.
And so much fun.
Yes.
Because I love history.
I do too.
And so, and
more so now than I did as a kid.
And especially in this area, because you still can find coins here.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're a very history rich city.
Mm-hmm. So, if people do happen to find some old coins, they could bring it to you.
Yeah, they can bring it to
us.
We'll do our best to try and help you figure it out. If I can't do it, I have a whole network of people I can try and work through to see if we can figure things out for them.
And I'm going to say it because this is something so important. Do not clean that coin.
Find
an interesting Confederate coin or something like that in the dirt.
That's it.
On a trail or something.
Don't clean it. Just leave it the way it is. I'd rather it be dirty. Just like anything antique, you want to just leave it just the way it is, because mm-hmm. you don't want to diminish its value if it happens to be valuable.
Very good. So when you have a coin collection, I had thought of this the other day. What do you do to keep it maintained? I mean, what is the best way to care for your collections?
Try to keep it in a dark, dark area, you know, safe, or a box or, you know, wherever you want to keep it.
I mean, like I was thinking, is a plastic, just throwing them into a plastic bag or a box, or what's the best care for antique coins?
Low humidity mm-hmm. and probably a dark area, okay. Which I know low humidity is hard in Florida, but, you know, we have damp red for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter if you put it in a plastic bag?
I don't think it would matter.
Because I sometimes see people have it in cloths.
I mean, I get a lot of coins that come in Crown Royal bags. That's like the go-to to keep anything in, right?
Well, that's true. But it seems like that makes sense in a way, because it's soft and it's dark. And
exactly.
And then you get to drink the Crown Royal.
Exactly. You got, man, that sucks, right?
That's a tough part.
That's the tough part. I keep them in it. Sometimes I have my coins in jars or coin tubes or in a mm-hmm. box. Like, I'm very not selective. It depends on if it's really pretty, I'm going to try and keep it in something that's going to stop it from moving around, getting messed up. So like mm-hmm. a hard case or like a little coin flip or a coin tube to mm-hmm. stop it from moving around. But if it's just like silver quarters or dimes and stuff, I'll probably just toss it in a jar.
Well, and you have some nice little gift boxes too for coins in
your shop. I have some little things that, mm-hmm. yeah, that we can work for mm-hmm. for coins for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So we've been talking about coins with Emerald Coast coins expert Stephanie Dotson, who's here with us. So we're coming up on the holidays. So if someone is thinking about stopping by the shop, you mentioned that you are going to have some days that you may be closed.
Yeah.
Coming
so
up
like
this
we'll
week.
So definitely we'll be closed Thanksgiving Day. Thank goodness. Black Friday, I'll post what our hours are. We'll either be open a small portion of the day or we'll close. I don't know. It just depends on how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to spend a little extra time off.
that was a hint during that.
So we'll just see how it goes, but I'll post it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
The hours. If anything, that's what I try to do. I try to post on Facebook. I try to update like Google Maps or the Apple Maps or whatever the case may be, what the hours are.
Okay.
That's a lot of maps to remember, but I do my best.
Well, and you've also said that if someone does find a coin, maybe they don't have time to come in, that they could actually send you a picture on Facebook.
Send me a picture on Facebook. Also call me mm-hmm. because we're busy and I don't always get a chance to remember, and Facebook doesn't always notify me that I have a message. So call me and be like, hey, I sent you a picture. Please like just check it out. Thanks. Love you. Bye. Like, you know.
But we have focused a lot on the United States coins, but you have coins from all over.
We do. We have coins from all over the world. We have silver coins to just which are in a little bucket, and also a bigger bucket full of the not silver coins that will be from like literally all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those coins are very common. They don't use them anymore, especially because of the euro came into play, or they've been devalued.
So lira and those the other kinds of monies from the pre European Union.
Yes.
But there's not really any value at
this
point.
Nope, not really. So we just buy and sell those, usually by the pound, or we can sell them like one by one.
Mm-hmm. What would be the rarest country that you have a coin? So I'm sitting here thinking there's so many little islands and Australia, and you have other countries in South America.
I don't even know. There's so many. Look for foreign coins in general, when we're looking up silver coins, we have books, world coin books, but they're centuries. And I'm showing you, but mm-hmm. nobody else can see it. They're super thick. You know, they're very thick books. So I have four books for each century.
Interesting. Okay.
That I have to look through to find coins. So just to pick one out would be hard.
Right.
I could tell you that there's a Greek coin that will have the owl on it, and it's just a little coin that's worth, you know, a quarter maybe, but I like it because it's got the owl on it.
right, it's unique.
Just like Clash of the Titans. That's what the owl reminds me, you know, the original Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's so interesting. So when you travel, you can maybe keep a coin for your collection.
Exactly. I was in New Orleans many years ago, and I was eating at one of the restaurants there, and I got my change back, and instead of getting my quarter, I got a 2 rand, R-A-N-D, which is from South Africa.
Oh.
Instead of, which they didn't know. They just gave me my change.
Sometimes it looks alike. I've had that happen too.
Yep.
Where you
so
get
it looks
an odd
so close.
Coin that doesn't work.
And I knew what it was. I knew it wasn't worth even a quarter, but mm-hmm. I was like, yay, like little memento from New Orleans.
Oh, okay. I've got a question here from one of our listeners.
Perfect.
Hi. This is from Janet. I got a John Adams $1 back in my change as a quarter. Never knew that such a thing existed. Oh, you should see Stephanie's face.
Well, yay, because you already made 75 cents, right?
Yes.
Instead of a quarter, you got a dollar.
So it's a dollar.
They started those in 2007, they did the presidential dollars.
Oh, okay.
All the way up until, oh gosh, I can't even remember. I can't even remember when the last year was they did it. All through all the presidents. So to me, on one of those dollar coins, the president has to have been passed away for at least 2 years. And then they.
Interesting.
Yep. And then they can get them put on money or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So all the way, I think they did George H.W. I think they might have done his.
Mm-hmm, but
like,
that's probably
so
the last
there's no
one.
So there's no Bill Clinton. You know, there's no.
I guess Jimmy
Barack
Carter
Obama.
Would now be the
so
next
Jimmy
one.
So Jimmy Carter will be the next one mm-hmm. that they will eventually put out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool, Jenna. I appreciate you texting that in. That's neat.
They're cool little. I mean, I get those, you know, all the time. I take them to the bank because they're just dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But that's super cool that you got it for a quarter.
I mean, yeah.
Already have 75 cents. Hello.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, those coin change machines, every once in a while I'll dump all my change in there.
Yep.
And then I do get that spit out the one that's not really an American coin.
Oh, I get that all the time. Yes, same. I'll get that all the time too. Like my kid will drop like something in my change jar and I'll be like, well, that wasn't a change, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get it back. Or if it's too thick or too thin, like it'll pop it out. If it's silver, it'll pop it out.
Right. Okay, well, we have just a couple of minutes left. Is there anything you want to mention we haven't talked about this morning, Steph?
Let's see. So find us on Facebook. Obviously, we talked about that. I'm going to give you my address again. 1811 Creighton Road. We're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Monday and Friday, 9 to 4, the middle of the week. Check Facebook for updates for our hours.
Okay.
Constantly check Facebook for our hour updates. I don't know what else. I think we pretty much hit everything. Get in there and get your gifts.
Yes, because there's some great ideas for gift giving.
I don't take credit or debit for bullion stuff, so make sure you bring cash.
Okay, and so that's good to know.
Yes.
And you can also bring your jewelry in. I mean, a lot of folks are having a little bit financial issues, so go through your jewelry bags. There may be some stuff you haven't worn in years.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I had somebody come in the other day, and they were not expecting what they got. They were like, thank you. This has been sitting in my jewelry box for a million years.
Mm-hmm. So you could definitely get a little cash back,
yes.
Which is nice for the holidays.
And I had one little lady's like, I'm going to the casino. I said, yes, ma'am.
Oh,
you go, Lee. You
I don't know
go.
If I recommend that, but okay. Why
Live
not?
Live your best life.
That's right. Why not? Well, we've been talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. It's so much always a pleasure. I've learned so much from you this year. Just getting.
Yeah.
And now you've got me excited again about coin collecting.
Yay.
Okay. One more time, your address and
1811 Creighton Road. 850-473-1515.
All right, dear. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate you being on the show.
Uh-huh.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We will be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.